Let's check in now with Community Living Australia to find out what people should consider when choosing a disability service provider for themselves or their loved ones. Mark Kalinske, Chief Executive of Community Living Australia, joins me on the line now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jamie.
Firstly, can you remind us about the role of your organisation?
Well, Community Living Australia is a community's local not-for-profit specialist organisation that provides supports to people with disabilities here in the Murraylands and the Adelaide Hills and across many regions in South Australia, really.
And how has the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, changed the way people can access disability services?
It's a huge change. It's equated to like the changes with Medibank, and it's a new scheme where people with disabilities, instead of getting state funding, where the funding went straight to the service provider, the funding's going towards to people with disabilities, so they actually have maximum choice of you know, where they purchase services and what sorts of services they want.
It's great to have increased choice and control, as well as creating opportunity, I imagine, but it can also create complexity and vulnerability.
Yeah, absolutely. Overall, look, I think, you know, knowing what you want and how to get it is, you know, confusing for many people, and it's a brand new system, so people need to learn how to make choices before the government was making choices for people.
Mm.
So I guess, you know, those complex decisions are not easy to come off the bat when you haven't done it before. So there's a lot of good providers out there, and there's some that, you know, aren't as good as others. So knowing where to go and what to get from them is quite important.
What do you think makes a quality service provider, Mark Kalinske?
Well, a quality service provider needs to be transparent in the first place. So, you know, be upfront. Tell people what you do, how you do it, what you charge, all those sorts of things, and how you're going to deliver the services. So that way people can make an informed choice. You know, a good service provider needs to be responsive and have that, you know, again, that communication is so important for people to know what they're getting and how they're going to receive services.
So someone looking for a good quality service provider, are there any ways that they can tell when they are on the hunt to find one, that they are a good one?
Look, I think values are really important. So if I was looking for a service, and let's put me into this place. I have a brother with a disability. Now, the thing that I was looking for was good values, and do organisations live those values? It's all right to say it. And I do that by, you know, meeting people face-to-face. You know, over the phone is okay, but there's nothing like face-to-face. You can actually eyeball them. I check out their website and their social media, look at, you know, the type of organisation they are and who works for them. And also, you know, what sort of comments people are making about them. So reading reviews are really important, and speaking to others that receive services. And then, of course, you know, through the NDIS, there's the plan manager and local area coordinator or support coordinators, and they have good opinions on different organisations as well.
And, Mark, as a provider of services to people living with a disability, what sets Community Living Australia apart as a provider?
We're a not-for-profit organisation, so we provide a range of services to both adults and children across South Australia. And our focus is to helping them to achieve their goals. And I think that's really, really important. You know, it's not just lip service. We want people to have a better life. We're a mission-based organisation, a not-for-profit organisation. And we do not take it lightly, the work that we do in terms of supporting people. We want to actually ensure that, you know, people are getting what they expect. So a few key areas that, you know, trust is really important. So clients can trust us to keep their best interests as a driving factor behind everything we do. Honesty, we'll be honest with people. So when they can't do something, we'll be honest with it, you know, with them. We'll let them know what's happening. I think we need to be reliable. You know, one of the things you hear from many clients and people with disabilities and across the whole care sector, you know, aging, my mother's 91, and she says, you know, it's just, it's so frustrating when people don't turn up or don't get there on time. So we will always, you know, do our best to deliver what's promised and when it's promised. And partnership. We need to work closely with our clients and their families. So, you know, we need to listen and work with them to develop the support that meet their particular needs.
You have quite a range as well of disability services. Are you able to run through a few of them quickly now?
Look, we provide individual and group-based supports, you know, social and recreational learning groups, supported accommodation, respite and short-term accommodation. Now, breaking some of those down, you know, daytime services or evening services where people can get out and meet other people or run their business or learn how to do something different is really, really important. It's all about helping people to become more independent and taking control of their lives.
Hmm. So if people would like to get in touch with Community Living Australia for some more advice or to discuss your services, how do they do that, Mark?
Look, the best way is to either call us on 85365888, or they can visit us on our website by searching Community Living Australia in Google.
Well, Mark Kalinske, I look forward to having a chat again in about 4 weeks. All the best and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jenny. Look forward to it.